And I'm going to marry Rosie O'Donnell, hoping that she still has some like comedic ties and maybe can get me some stage time.
I like it. I like it. You gotta sometimes you gotta marry for the benefit of yourself, you know.
And she's a lesbian, so it'd probably be an open marriage. So
oh man, you can get some real like you definitely get a threesome out of her.
I'm not having a glass of wine. I'm having six.
Ooh,
it's called a tasting,
you've made a good
and it's
choice.
Classy.
Hitting that play button. And that thing coming through your ears. Oh, it's not semen. It's Beer Two Beers the podcast. All right, what is up, K-Bob? How are you?
What's up? I would not have cleared my throat at that time had I known that you were literally starting the fucking podcast. My bad. Sorry about that.
Yeah,
I'm battling a little cold right now, and you're in a hotel room, and it'll probably be like in and out of audio. This might not be the best one.
Yeah, so we get some choppy shit, man. I'm down in the south, down in Kentucky area, so we're putting the internet to the test, and we'll see what's up. But yeah, two beers with Nathan here. I'm telling the South what's up, teaching him some things, how to not be racist, and how to like pretty much just act like normal human beings and brush their teeth.
All right. How are they down there? Are they pretty nice?
Yeah, man, there's a lot of that Southern hospitality, but there's also a lot of that, you know, what you would expect a city in Kentucky and Southern Indiana to be, where it's just like worn down, rusty. I mean, it's wet.
Since it's technically Indiana, do they have accents? Do you notice any accents or any twanginess?
Here and there, because I'm a few times I've been down in. I'm just on the Ohio River, so a few times I've been down to Kentucky. Like you hear a little bit, but it's not insane. It's kind of like Minnesota accents for us, where it's like you'll hear bits and pieces, but
right.
It's not like crazy insane.
Well, people think Wisconsinites have accents. I don't think we do. I think we have the most normal accents ever, and that's not just because I live here, but there's nothing unless you're like up north, like near the UP, which is technically Michigan, but like those ones have the real, you know, Wisconsin yeah. accent. Or like the Averys, they're fuck, I hate that got so popular because now people just
Dude.
Assume that we're just all that way.
Have you ever heard Tom Segura's joke about how he watched How to Make a Murderer and how everyone in Wisconsin is so ugly that if the best looking guy is the murder suspect. And then the
yeah.
worst part of the documentary is at the end, they're just like, fuck it. Figure it out yourself. We don't know.
It's true. It's true. It really, really put us on the map. Not in the best way. Cause
Ugh.
All people just see is just like Packers,
yeah.
Stephen Avery. That's about it.
Fucking banana lands.
Yeah. Just a lot of beer.
Yeah, speaking of, I guess, tragedies or misjustices, man.
Strategies.
We, the world lost a funny man.
Oh, man. Man, it's so, so upsetting. John Witherspoon, man. He, so much, we talk about nostalgia a lot. Now, that guy was in so many memorable movies for me. My
the
brother
Wayne
actually.
Show.
Yeah, my brother actually just posted something when he died about how we would watch all the Friday movies before we were really supposed to watch the Friday movies. Like, I learned so many things I probably shouldn't have learned, but that's why I'm a gangster now, you know? But fuck, you know, I've got a clip pulled up here. I'm going to try to play it through the microphone. And this is game changer, man. And you know what's cool before I hit play here? A lot of what he did was ad-libbed. Like, he was, there's no way that 95% of the shit that he was given was scripted. Like, this man was just an ad-lib king. And yeah, I'm going to play this. I don't know if this is ad-lib, but it's still fucking cool.
Your mother and I never would have moved in this neighborhood if we had known you need a gun to walk down the damn street. You know how it is around here. Oh, no, son, that's not the way it is. You kids today are nothing but punks. Sissified. So quick to pick up a gun. You're scared to take an ass whipping. This one makes you a man. When I was growing up, this was all the protection we needed. You win some, you lose some. But you live the fight another day.
John Witherspoon, man.
Yeah, man, fucking OG, a lot of funny shit, man. I mean, got the hookup Bulwark, the Friday stuff, the Wayne Show. He was in Ladies Man. He was in a bunch of stuff, man. He's a real funny human, and you know, he was an old man when he passed, so at least there was that, you know. And thoughts, T's and P's to his family.
Oh, yeah, man. He'll be missed. He'll be missed. So on that note, though, I want to do just an off-kilter desert island. It kind of plays into the best of draft. This is not the best of, but this is just desert island, three movies. I'm going to start. There's a method to my madness here. The first two movies that I'm bringing are Friday and Next Friday. Fucking love those movies. And I'm not even just trying to be funny and just trying to say it. You've known this about me. I fucking love the Friday series. Not all of them, but the first two, fucking bangers, man. So Desert Island, I will bring Friday and Next Friday.
All right, well, so what's your third?
I don't know. You go meet the parents.
All right, man. I'm going to go The Dark Knight. Movie always cracks me up. I think it's hysterical. I mean, I wasn't expecting this, so I didn't prepare nothing. I'm going to go The Dark Knight. I'm going to go Guardians of the Galaxy. And
so far, I've seen both of those, so that's good.
I'm trying to think of a comedy that, like, I can just watch nonstop and
always
laugh at.
Like, I'd go Clerks. Like Clerks.
I was going to say Clerks, but I just listened to Kevin Smith on Joe Rogan.
Mallrats.
I love both of those, but I'm actually going to go Goon. If we hit four, I would do Clerks. But, yeah, so those are my three.
I like it. That's good. That's perfect. That's all I wanted to do, so highlight that I am a big Friday fan.
Fucking A. And, yeah, I'll verify that for everyone listening. That's not you catering to the, you know, the death that we just mentioned. It is factual. Dude, so earlier a buddy of ours on the social media, he didn't like that I said, hey, I love The Simpsons, but I'm not a fan of Treehouse of Horrors thing.
Saw that.
Yeah, man. And
I'm in his fantasy league, by the way. Fun fact.
Small world.
And he
asked,
suck.
Why do you like me? And I'm like, well, first off,
I don't.
Yeah. Second, I said I love The Simpsons, but I'm not a fan of Treehouse of Horror stuff. But anyway, I always found it funny, and I misquoted this a little bit, that your dad made fun of you. You tell the story about what your dad thinks about The Simpsons, because I think that's hilarious.
Yeah, so when I was a kid, like, my go-to place to watch TV, which is really weird, would be the kitchen. I would always go sit in the kitchen, and, like, they would be in the living room, and they're next to each other. And I would put The Simpsons on, which used to be before FX took over and played it nonstop. You'd watch it at, like, 6 o'clock on, like, UPN or some shit. And I would watch it every single day. And every time that my dad would come in there and he'd be, like, making food or something, he would just look at me like, why the fuck do you watch this? And it wasn't, like, that it was vulgar. He wasn't upset that I was watching it. Like, you know, some parents get mad that their kids watch South Park. It wasn't anything like that. He's like, all they do is fucking sing. They just fucking sing and sing and sing. And I'm like, No, they don't. This is a comedy. And go fucking figure, man. Every time that he would walk in, they'd be singing. And I realized really fast how much singing is in The Simpsons. And then I think I started watching Family Guy instead, which even had even more singing.
I would actually argue. Okay, so two things. It's funny to me for three reasons. One, happy birthday to your dad as we're recording this. Two,
gang, gang.
Family Guy, I do feel sings more. And three, you, a side job, do a lot of musical singing shit.
I do. I sing all the time, but I fucking hate musicals. There's a fun fact. I hate musicals. Like, I don't find them fun to go to. I don't find the tunes good. I'm not saying they're bad. They're just not for me at all.
Yeah, so I'm on the other end of the spectrum when it comes to that. I've seen a few of them live, and I've really enjoyed them. And they always make me want to try, like, weird sex positions because it's like, hey, here's a movie but also a play. Now, I will say this. The ones I've seen have been Wicked, which was, like, a really clever, thought-out version of what happened before The Wizard of Oz, and it's real funny. I've heard Book of Mormon's good by the guys that wrote South Park. I haven't seen it yet. And then I saw Beauty and the Beast and Lion King as a kid. And it was pretty much just watching a live reenactment of a Disney movie. But yeah. I don't think I could sit through something like Jersey Boys or some shit. So I'm not on that musical train as far as that stuff. I can never do it as a movie.
I got recruited to be in a musical my senior year of high school, and I did it. It was fucking Cats. And it was just the worst. And pretty much I got to a point where I was in so deep that I couldn't just quit. And I don't like to quit things. I was just like, fuck it, I'm going to finish this out. And yeah. And that's not why I don't like musicals, but that just really reaffirmed that I fucking hate musicals when I was actually in one.
Fucking A. I'll say this. Quitting stuff, it's shitty, especially if you've committed to something that involves any form of competition. And I'm throwing this out there towards a couple guys. It's not just one guy did this to us this year in fantasy.
It's happened a couple times.
It has. And so for those people, don't fucking start if you're not going to set a lineup. Like, just play, quit. And I'll give this person that he told me quit versus just not doing anything, which we've had people do. So if you're going to do something like that, just fucking do it. It's not hard. Yeah. Don't give me this, I don't have time to set a lineup. Dude, you don't even have to add drop people that much, man. It takes – if you shit, you have time. Yeah. Guess what? There's a popular book out there called Everybody Poops, so you got time.
It's true. Yeah, that was unfortunate, and it sucked because it's happened almost every year to us in our league, and we have a really fun league, but for some reason, and it's everybody who plays fantasy, I think, you get to a point where I don't know if I can come back from this, or my team just really sucks. It's frustrating. I get it, but you just fucking tough it out, man. You know, we've all been there.
And I'm not going to get into how we still do weekly payouts and we have a tournament for if you miss the playoffs so you can win your money back. You can literally go the entire regular season without winning and still win your money
back. I've made $40 in this league and we're just at the halfway point. And that's more than most people's dues. So it's shitty. It sucks, but you move on and you just keep on keeping on, brother. Okay.
All right, so let's talk about some good people, man. So I posted on the Instagram, I asked some people for some Mary Fuck Kills, right? And we're gonna jam through these a little quicker than we normally would because we did get quite a few. And so that's what we're gonna do. All right.
Am I gonna know who these people are? Not the individuals that requested or referred. Are there individuals that are tied to this? Did you send me this?
Yes.
All right, perfect. Let's fucking go.
All right, so first off, Zach Young sent us Mary Fuck Kill, Natty Light, Corona Extra with Lime, or Labatt Blue. You go first.
Okay, kill the fuck out of Natty Light. That's not even a question. I'm going to fuck Labatt, and I'm going to marry Corona.
All right, I know yours. Yeah, dude, I'm about to marry Labatt and make her my wife. I'm going to fuck Corona for the same reason you guys have all heard me talk about, like that one time that, you know, that authentic ethnic beauty and kill Natty Light.
I don't even think you need to go too deep into that.
Nope. So thanks, Zach Young. Appreciate the support, man.
Thank you.
Moving on to the Question Everything guys, Question Everything podcast. Good listen. They sent us a political one. Yeah. And I'll tell you this, we're not going to answer this on the political aspect. We're going to go off looks because we're not political folks. All right.
No, we're not. We're not. Okay. I like that. Go ahead.
All right. So we got Hillary Clinton, Rosie O'Donnell, and Nancy Pelosi.
I'm going to fuck Nancy Pelosi. I'm going to. Shit. I'd probably marry Hillary for her money and her power. You know, she knows how to kill somebody. And I don't know. I've never been a fan of Rosie O'Donnell. Never, ever. She was in actually the Flintstones, though. She played Betty. I hated that movie. So, yeah, she can die.
All right. So I'm going to fuck Hillary. Kill Nancy Pelosi just because I don't know shit about her, and I'm gonna marry Rosie O'Donnell, hoping that she still has some like comedic ties and maybe can get me some stage time.
I like it. Sometimes you gotta marry for the benefit of yourself, you know.
Yeah, she's a lesbian, so it'd probably be an open marriage. So
Man, you can get some real like you definitely get a threesome out of her.
It'd be more like a roommate situation. All right,
or just watch. That's good.
So Bildo Ferildo. I think I said that right. He told us – he said the Golden Girls. We're going to skip this one because there was four Golden Girls, and that doesn't add up to Mary Fuck Kill.
Yeah, and I – Betty White for all of them, except die. I hope she never dies.
All right. So we also had somebody suggest some breweries. I hadn't even heard of one of them, so we're going to skip that. And if I haven't heard about it, it's kind of tough. So but, we appreciate the support, though.
Do you appreciate that.
And the last one, we got Real, a.k.a. The Truth Podcast, all right? This was a good one, so I saved it for last. Callie Cuoco of Big Bang fame, Florence Pugh, or Pug, and Olivia Wilde.
Okay, so who are these women? So I know the one is from The Big Bang Theory.
You would know Olivia Wilde. You would recognize her.
All right, well, you go first while I look up, because these are the ones I did not do my research on.
All right. So this Florence girl, she's like a model and getting big. So honestly, I'm just going to say kill her because I don't even know her.
Oh, dude. Hold on. Not to cut you off. Olivia Wilde, she's the chick from The Changeup with Ryan Reynolds and Jason Bateman.
Yep.
Okay. Carry on, my wayward son.
All right, so I'm going to fuck Callie Cuoco. She's had a lot of plastic surgery, a little fake. Feel like she's been passed around a little bit. I'm going to marry Olivia Wilde because that bone structure, that's going to age well. So that's my picks.
And what was the third one? I say I got Olivia Wilde, we got Callie Cuoco, and what was the last one?
Florence Pugh.
Florence, and what's her significance?
Dude, she was in that new horror movie Midsommar or something. I'm not familiar with her.
Yeah, I'm not either. And I didn't do my research, but I'm probably going to kill her because I don't know her.
That's what I said too, man. It's like it's a victimless crime.
Yeah, it's not nothing against her. I just looked her up. She's cute, but I don't know you. Doesn't mean I can't fuck you, I guess. But honestly, I know these two, and I think we have the same answers here, man, because I would want that. I would want to see Olivia Wilde's face every day, so I'm gonna marry her. And Callie Cuoco, I'd give her the D. Like it. That was a good one. I'm sorry I wasn't as prepared for that one, but that was a really good one.
Yeah. So again, shout out to those of you who sent us stuff in. We appreciate it. So last week we briefly talked about the NBA China beef, and a little bit ago I put up a quick little clip of that on Facebook. And a former partner of yours from the Kids Standing Up, a band you were in, has responded, it's a fucking sport. So apparently we said the NBA isn't a sport, and that sounds like us, and it's funny.
I didn't say it wasn't a sport. I didn't say it wasn't a sport.
It sounds like something I'd say.
And it's the stand-in kids, you dick.
What'd I say?
Don't worry about it. You want to know? I'll get back to that. But anyways, we were watching the NBA playoffs together when we were recording our last podcast.
Yeah. So playoff baseball and playoff hockey, there's a different – not hockey. Obviously, playoff hockey is amazing. But playoff basketball and playoff baseball, there's something about it, especially when the team you care about is in it. And we're going to actually do a fun segment later. We're going to rename Wisconsin teams. So stick with the episode.
Yeah. But anyways, no, I never said it wasn't a sport, and I'm not just saying that because my boy jumped in there. But I never said that. Just for the record, I do enjoy basketball. I won't watch every game, but sports are sports.
Yeah, there was a fight last night that was considered like a big deal, and it was weird to me because I watched a minor hockey game on my laptop, and I saw like six of those interactions.
Like a fight, like that was just like a tackle. Yeah, that's different. But I mean, I guess it's expected in hockey. You wouldn't expect that in the NBA. Especially what was that one fight where dudes were jumping into the stands and shit? Oh,
that was a fight, man. The Malice in the Palace.
Oh man, good times. I don't remember how old I was, but I was like, this is fucking great. Love it.
You would have been an eighth grader or a freshman, because that was 2004, I think.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
So we're in November now, man, and a lot of people, they're being all weird, and they're like having to raise awareness to men's prostates and stuff, and that's in your butt if you didn't know that. So Movember and No Shave November are big things, all right? Now, I want to hear your opinion on it, and I'm going to just quickly go through mine. Movember is the creepy, I want to look like a pedophile douchey wearing a mustache only type thing, and No Shave November is just you're playing your acoustic guitar at coffee shops, making people think you used to be a sheriff type shit. So I'm gonna fall on the No Shave November thing. Where do you stand?
If I had to pick one?
Yeah, man, like, which one do you think? Which one do you think is better?
For me personally or just in general? Because I can't not. I like, if I went.
Either.
Dude, if I went a month without shaving, this would be a fucking bad time. Oh, it'd be so bad. My neck beard and shit.
Robin Williams. Manji.
So bad. I don't know. I don't know. I'll just go with No Shave November because it's the one that I've known the longest. And yeah. I think it was the OG, to be honest. So I'm all about the OGs. And I would just do that one, I guess, if I had to. I appreciate that people try to shine light on things like that because you got, like, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. You got, like, Colon Cancer Awareness Month. And November has just been dedicated to prostate awareness. I think things like that are cool.
I'm all about the cause, like, the awareness. Like, I'm totally cool with that. I think whenever I see Movember, though, man, I think of Toby in the final season of The Office just being like, smile if you like men's prostates.
Yeah, I think, and then I get where you get annoyed by it because you think of, like, the type of person you don't like that's doing it. Does that make sense? Like,
it does.
You've got a certain person in mind that's doing it. Maybe not just a person, but like a demographic of person.
Very much so. You know,
you said it perfectly. The coffee shop guy out there with his guitar, like,
the type of person to be like, grave before shave, you know, some shit like
exactly.
that. But it's like, listen, I don't see you because I don't have a chin and it's actually a black hole to another dimension.
And this is a podcast that has literally the word beards in it. Like, we're all about it. Embrace it, but don't be a dick. Okay, just like anything in life. Fuck me.
Yeah, getting lice would suck on your nuts. All right, so let's keep up the facial hair thing. Let's do a best of draft for a piece. Iconic facial hairs.
I love this so much. Am I going first or do you want to kick it off?
Snake draft, you go first.
Dude, I'm starting with my boy, and I'm so glad that you didn't pick him. Burt Reynolds, man. The guy that everybody wishes was their dad. R.I.P. to Burt Reynolds. He rocked an iconic mustache. I think he was the originator of the dad stash. Not really, but he made it sexy.
The dad stash that your father has been rocking forever.
Burt Reynolds is my dad. If you don't know my dad, go Google search Burt Reynolds. I swear to God, that's my dad. It literally looks like my dad.
All right. So I'm going to go Santa Claus's beard.
That was a good one. That was one of my runner-ups.
Yeah, so I'm going to go Santa Claus's beard. Now, the other thing is, before I throw out this next one, I'm saying iconic, and it doesn't always mean it's good. I mean, when you see that, you think of a specific look, all right? The Hitler mustache.
I had it on my honorable mention too, but you can pair that with Charlie Chaplin.
You could, but it's the two of them, and like, but otherwise, like, that's the mustache.
Yeah, exactly. It is iconic. It's not a good thing, but it's iconic. Even
Michael Jordan did it for 2 years, and it was still just called the Hitler stash.
Yep, it's true.
All right,
I'm gonna go Freddie Mercury. Freddie Mercury had the iconic mustache, man. You can, there's t-shirts out there with just, you can't see his face, but you can see his mustache and his teeth and his hair. And you're like, that's Freddie fucking Mercury. He had a very iconic mustache.
Dang, man. I like that one.
And then, do I got one more to go?
Yeah, you got one more pick and then you'll have another after that.
Oh, there's four.
You're doing four.
Oh shit. All right, dude. I got Ron Swanson. His real name's Nick something.
Offerman.
Nick Offerman. Dude, I got this thing about the dad stash. I don't know if you noticed. Fucking awesome, though. Iconic. Let's go.
All right. So I got ZZ Top Beards.
I spilled all over myself. I got that one, too. That was going to be my next one. That's good. That's why I did a bunch of these.
My final one, it's a little personal, but Henrik Zetterberg's playoff beard in 08.
Man, he's a sexy motherfucker, man. Yeah. I love me some Hank. Good. Oh, he's such a good looking dude. Such a good hockey player.
Yeah, so one more. Bring her home.
One more for me. All right. Hollywood Hulk.
Oh, I can't believe I missed it. Dude, you see that video of him trying to fight a dude in the hotel last week?
Yeah, with a fucking crutch. Yeah, dude, he still got it.
He's the type of dude that will, but he's also making those insults of a, like, last time I was in town, brother, I fucked your wife. I hate that insult because, no, you did. You're saying it to a stranger, dude.
The good. That is a good one, especially when he was, like, in the NWO reign and he, like, dyed it, like, black and white. Fucking awesome. I got a bunch of honorable mentions. I'm just gonna go real quick. Ready? Is it your turn?
I got two. We're done with that. I'm gonna say my two honorable mentions quick then.
Go for
Salvador, it. The Salvador Dali mustache.
Beautiful. Fucking beautiful.
The three hairs that Shaggy from Scooby-Doo had.
Phenomenal. Don't have that one. That's a good one. All right, here we go. I got Steve Harvey, Mr. Miyagi, Howie Mandel, Richard Pryor, Ron Jeremy, 50 Cent, Abraham Lincoln, all of the Village People, Jeff Hardy, Guy Fieri, Uncle Rico, and Hugh fucking Jackman as Wolverine.
Ooh, that's a good one with them mutton chops.
Fucking A. Those are all very iconic beards and mustaches of our history.
Fucking good, man. I like that one.
Me too. All right. That was fun. I enjoyed that one.
Yeah. Hey, let's move on to Spotify Song of the Week.
Shit.
Let's go. K to the B-O-B. Ooh, go. Ooh, I'm changing mine because I just spelled your name. Remember Airplanes by B.O.B. with the chick from Paramore? Yeah, yeah. That's going to be my song. That wasn't going to be my song, but now it is. I'm going to tell you what my song was, though. My song, because we were on the nostalgia thing for a while, Bare Naked Ladies 1 Week.
That song
can't come on, and you can't not just try. The two words, trick of the China, like you at Chinese least know that.
It reminds you of it reminds me of American Pie, which reminds me of the 90s, which brings you back to nostalgia. Great movie. Great movie. Great song. Great band. Shannon, dude had a little bit of don't even get me started. One of the singers, though, had a little bit of a blow problem. But who didn't, you know? Who
really? Didn't? They're Canadian. Yeah. Weird. Yeah, well,
they like their snow extra white up there in Canada. You know,
he just thought it was snow. All right, what about you, man? I did two songs. You picked two songs.
I'm going to do Basket Case by Green Day.
Fuck yeah.
Gret, that's a banger. I was actually, before we started this podcast, listening to our playlist, and it's really good. I want to think of something outside the box, but it's really, really hard for me. I'm going to go with Umbop by Hanson. No one likes that song, but I love that song.
Okay, that song, actually, Hanson has quite the following.
They're
like
really
as they've
good.
Gotten bigger. Like, do you actually know their new stuff? Because no. They've like made a career and are big, dude. I remember one time they were on Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Like as adults,
I didn't know that. Yeah, no, I didn't know that, but I did know that they were still very active and playing. But I haven't heard any of their new shit. I'm sure it's great.
They put out that banger like 8 years old.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, I guess that would be it because I was on the spot and I couldn't think of another one.
Word. All right. You got anything else right off the top of your head before we jump into renaming the Wisconsin sports team? Because this is going to take some time.
I did, and I forgot. I hate that.
Oh, that's good. We'll come back to it.
Yeah, well, if I think of it, I guess. Fuck, I hate that.
Oh, thank God I had some empties. I had to piss. That's the second podcast in a row I've had to piss mid-podcast.
That's crazy. I couldn't do that. You know, we had the ability to actually, like, pause and then jump back in. But that's cool that you just piss on. That's dedication. That's good.
It doesn't affect the show.
No, it doesn't.
All right, so just for the fun of it, man, we got three real professional teams in Wisconsin. We got the Green Bay Packers of the NFL, the Milwaukee Bucks of the NBA, and the Milwaukee Brewers of the MLB. Excuse me.
Like it.
So we were just fucking around and like, well, what if we had to rename these teams? So we thought we'd come up with some different ideas on how we would rename the team if all of a sudden we just were like, boom, rename the team, new colors, new name, everything.
Oh, yeah. I didn't come up with colors, but I did come up with names.
I didn't either. I'm just saying, like, it didn't have to have the same color scheme, like, so you weren't having to be like, what the fuck's green and gold going to work with type shit?
Everything. That's the answer. Anyway.
Let's start, Let's start with renaming the Bucks.
All right, you want to go first? You want me to go first?
You go first with the Bucks, and I'll go first with the next one.
Milwaukee Bukkake, baby. That's the new basketball team name that I'm coming down with, baby. Everyone's going to know who the fuck that is, and guess what? Even if you're not from Wisconsin, that'll be your new second favorite fucking basketball team.
Oh, that's fucking wild.
Milwaukee Bukkake.
So, I actually didn't go remotely comedy with these, man. I took the approach of, like, what I would...
I wasn't trying to be funny.
I don't know how those dudes... I mean, if that's what you're into, but, like, I don't know how, like, those dudes stay hard with a bunch of other dudes around you jerking off. But anyway. So I did Wisconsin Walleye. For the NBA, I changed it to just Wisconsin versus Milwaukee. I did Wisconsin Walleye and Wisconsin Winters.
Oh, wow. You like the W's here. The Wisconsin was the W's, the WW.
Yeah, so that's what I got for renaming the Bucks.
That's good. That's good. What do you want to do next?
Do you have any others for the Bucks?
No, I just came up with Bukkake and I was stoked on it.
All right, so for the Brewers, I came up with the Milwaukee Milkers or the Milwaukee Riders as a
there is a Milwaukee Milk. There is a Milwaukee Milkman.
Yeah, there is. Did Gator send you that stupid intro video too?
I don't think so.
He probably did.
You probably did. I don't watch anything Nate sends me, man. I'm the worst friend. But he sends me too many videos.
And they're always I love them, but they're always Adam Sandler type humor, where it's just like the
right. And he's the kind of guy too, like, and we love him so much. But if you're like with him, he's like, oh, you haven't seen this video? You're just like, yep, I have. I don't want to see it, because he'll pull it out. And it's like a 3-minute video. Fuck. Mine for the Brewers was Milwaukee Tailgaters, because that's all anybody ever goes there for anyways, the tailgate. And I think you might as well just embrace it and throw it in your name. Granted, they've been worth the shit lately, and some people actually do like baseball. I would rather tailgate, so I think you should change your name to that. All for it.
I can live with that. All right. I got three different names.
Don't mean to cut you off. I put a side note here, too. The mascot would be a gator. The Milwaukee Tailgaters.
All for it.
It could be tailgater as in one word. It could be tailgater. Two words.
Works for me.
Me too.
Or it's a grill is the bottom half and the top is a gator.
Fucking, it could, it'd work, right? It'd work either way. The marketing you can come up with this is just endless.
All right. So for the Packers, I got the Green Bay Glaciers.
Okay. You like the double letter. I'm noticing. You like the double letter.
You know what's funny? Not even all the time, man. I wanted to pick names because my other names are the Green Bay Geese, and then the only one I came up with was Green Bay Gladiators, and that doesn't even affect Wisconsin, but it's GG again. No. It sounds weird, but like so many teams have nothing to do with the area. And I'll give the current Wisconsin teams this. Their names all fit.
Oh, for sure.
The Packers, it's a throwback to, you know, the Acme Company. There's so many fucking deer in Wisconsin. The Bucks, and then the Brewers. Obvious. And even, you know, the Wisconsin Badgers. You know, that's where the Badgers stay. And I like that. So, like...
I do, too.
The Chicago Bears, the Detroit Lions, like, that shit doesn't make sense. The Minnesota Vikings actually does make sense.
You actually you stop right there because you've got the perfect segue for me. Let me ask you a question. What's scarier than a lion, a Viking, and a bear? I'll tell you what. You can take a guess. What's scarier than that?
Is this a football joke or is this just a joke?
It's not a joke. It's a genuine question. What's scarier than a bear, a lion, and a Viking? I'll tell you what. You know what? Don't even worry about it. Jeffrey fucking Dahmer, baby. The Green Bay Dahmers is what's going to go down, because guess what? We just out here killing people. You know what I'm saying? Eating their faces and shit. Dude. I am just saying, like, you named off all the things that we're known for here, right? You gave a nod to the Acme Packers and the Brewers for all the brewing. What about that Jeffrey fucking Dahmer guy, man?
I have an honorable mention for the Milwaukee Murderers, and it would be the ICP logo type of a thing.
Like the hatchet?
Yeah, it'd be that type of a thing.
The hatchet, fucking, man? See?
Dude, thinking of Wisconsin shit, dude, and like two of the biggest things, Jeffrey Dahmer and Stephen Avery. Dude, well, I want Stephen Avery's retarded cousin being like, I want to watch WrestleMania as a mascot.
Dude, I would love that. But yeah, Green Bay Dahmers. And I know we didn't touch on this, but I also made one for the Milwaukee Admirals, who is the farm team for the Nashville Predators. I went with Milwaukee Datelines because it goes hand in hand with Predators. Dateline, Jesus. Predators. Let's fucking go.
Oh, that's actually
I was pretty proud of that one.
I thought geese was funny because geese are mean. Uh-uh. And like you want it to be mean, but
nah, man.
Or about it. Sports names are funny though. How many of them like have nothing to do with anything?
Like the Bengals, the Cincinnati Bengals.
Oh, dude,
or the the Cleveland Browns. They're named after a color. I'm sure there's more to it. I just don't care to know.
Yeah, it's.
I'm not to pick on, Ohio here, but fuck, you guys need to step your shit up, all of you.
Especially on the field, man. I saw this meme today that says, and I like Baker Mayfield. I saw this meme today that said Baker Mayfield has more commercials than wins.
It's true, man. He's got 4 commercials, man. It's so fucking funny, and it's so true. And he just has one of those faces that I just want to fucking punch.
Oh, see, I like him.
I don't like the guy. I don't like him at all. He's too cocky. Like, be confident. That's totally fine. But you got to earn the right to be that cocky. That motherfucker hasn't done anything that's worth being cocky about.
So I'll say, I agree. He hasn't done anything at this level to say this. And here's a big thing that I'm going to compliment your Packers on, because obviously we've seen Aaron Rodgers have some of that elitist attitude, is the Cleveland media letting them have so much access to him and not kind of stepping in. And I've always said that the Bears were so stupid about this, back in the days when they had Cutler, and just, I'm not saying control the media like some crazy political type thing, but the owners and the GMs have way more say on who's in the room, who can do stuff, what's being vetted and stuff to make something go out there that like you're on the same page with shit.
But at the end of the day, at the end of the day, it's a product. Regardless if it's you're on the field or you're reporting, it's a product. And people love drama. Like Baker storming off in that interview when he's asking him. I mean, dude was literally looking for a reaction when he said, did you like how the game ended? And they fucking lost or something like that. And he just got pissed, stormed off. Of course he doesn't like how it ended, but he knew what he was doing. It's a product. And people like controversy. People like shit like that. I mean,
I get it. That's a big reason that Baker's so popular, is because he's willing to get involved with that type of stuff and talk about it. Same thing, you know, LeBron just had his hair shit, and it's people who can be polarizing and adds drama to stuff. I get it. Yeah. That's one of my big issues, man. And this is one of our notes, is coach speak. All right.
I hate
coach speak. All right. Let me show you every hockey coach after a loss. Yeah, you know, they just outworked us tonight. You know, we got to get back in there, get pucks deep, get a hard practice in, play the body, play physical, shoot, pass, you know, pass, shoot, score, and, you know, we need better goaltending, and we have to get back at it tomorrow. That's every hockey coach after every loss.
I agree. I think the after-game interviews are necessary to a point, but come on. It's the same shit with the coaches, and I think the only thing that's worth watching in those interviews are if a player's injured and you want an update, and you just want to, if you have an update, then great. But I totally agree. Coach talk is the fucking worst.
Here's every NFL coach after a loss. Yeah, so we got to get number 4. We got to get him out of the pocket and got to protect him and go make plays from there. And you can't be having that ball. And, you know, I'll take ownership but not, you know, burning that timeout at the end. And you got to make them kick chip shots. And, you know, points matter in this league. It's a tough league. Every week matters. And we're just going to have to get back to it. And we're on to Miami.
Are you John Gruden? Who the fuck was that? That was the worst thing ever. So why is it that the hockey coach got to be cool, but the fucking football coach was just John Gruden? What is that? don't know what the fuck that was.
John Gruden's a polarizing figure. Ready for this? Here's every baseball coach after a loss. Yeah, we got about 175 more of these fucking games to go. I really don't care. I wear the same uniform as these guys because I got no friends.
Is that what they say? Is that what they say?
I got one more. Here's every NBA coach after a loss.
Okay.
I will be having this press conference on Twitter and Instagram Live. You can follow me out to the hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. LeBron, you coming?
What the fuck, man? I don't even know where you're coming up with this shit. It's so bad. I agree, though. Coach talk is the worst. It just shouldn't happen. Should not happen. It happens, though. And we can't do anything about it.
I think it's something that we have such an insight to the sport and personalities with social media now. Yeah. When you see the talking heads and the coaches trying to be quiet or still do that old school way of doing things, it feels disingenuous.
It's just forced, and they're forced to do it. I mean, like, look at Marshawn Lynch, the first person to really bring it to light that shit's bullshit and saying, I'm just here so I don't get fined. I'm just here so I don't get fined. That's what I'm saying. It's a product. The media play into it just as much as the players do, and they wanna create tune-in TV for you after the fact, because football's only on Mondays, Thursdays, and Sundays, so... When are they going to tune in? Why would they tune in on a Tuesday? Here's why.
Oh, dude, I agree with you on that. Especially for football, they play so little between the week and then just in general the amount of games that you think they have more to talk about, but they don't. Look how much they're, dude, the whole Tom Brady's house is for sale. Shut up.
Is it?
Yes.
Cool. All right. I didn't know that. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, dude, that shit's just fucking bananas.
It is bananas. I agree.
Dude, so I got to tell you the story about how a guy showed me his dick today.
All right, now we're talking.
Yeah, all right. So I walk into the restroom in a public setting, and I'm walking to the urinal, and this guy walks, turns away from the urinal having peed, and he has his pants unbuckled, unbuttoned, zip down, completely just open right there. At a urinal, you'd never have to do all that. And if you're fixing your shirt or something and you need to do that, you do it while still facing the urinal, not turning around in silence of the lambing me. And it comes down to just like a courtesy thing, but also...
Silence of the lambing. Did he tuck his dick?
Yeah, well, I think he might have. That's my assumption, because why else... Would you remove all that? You don't even need to remove all that to tuck your dick in. It was the first dick looking thing I could think of. And I don't get it. Why would you ever do that? Like, help me. Why? Name a situation. Coming out of the urinal in dress clothes that you would have unbuckled, unbelted, unzipped. All three.
Sometimes. Some of the briefs or underwear I wear don't have that like automatic dick hole
in the gate.
And I mean, I still don't unbuckle. Like I just like unzip and I like reach in and like a man. Right. You know, but sometimes it like, sometimes like the waistband like goes up and it like blocks it like a hose. And then it hurts. And so maybe this dude just – how old is this dude, would you think?
45.
This dude knows what he's fucking doing. He's been through too many fucking – too many dick blocks, you know, with his underwaist. And he's just – you know, he's just got to fucking embrace it. At least he didn't have his ass out, you know, like full fucking like
– like a toddler pissing.
Right. You know, it could be worse.
But why turn around and like maybe have that shown?
Maybe he's trying to make a move at you. You guys in the same hotel?
No, this was at a restaurant.
Did you like what you saw?
It was just, dude, it was so awkward, man. Like, I can't imagine doing that. Enough awkward
I'm going to take that as a yes. Because you didn't say no.
I've had some bad public bathroom experiences. You and I used to work at a bank together that was inside a Walmart.
Grocery store. Yeah.
So we can talk about it because that bank's closed and it's been many years. One day I'm peeing and this little kid walks in and goes, "You're a stranger danger." And I'm sitting there with my hand on my fucking wrench peeing. And I just go, No, I'm not. But to this kid, I am a stranger, but he's not in danger. And this kid just goes, I don't know you, and keeps walking and walks into the stall, thank God. I couldn't have got out of there faster, but I felt, like, ashamed for just be pissing.
Dude, fuck that, first of all. My story with that is one time I was, like, standing at that said bank, and I was handing out material on the bank, and this lady just says, she fucking goes, literally, I was like, hey, how are you? And she's like, I pooped. That was her word. I'm like, yeah, I didn't hear that, right? There's no way this lady just said, I pooped, just to a total stranger standing here. But she was limping. She had that crip walk on, and sure as shit, man, there was shit coming out that lady's leg. And here's my question, though. And I wish I could say that was the first time that someone pooped, like, openly and not in a bathroom in front of me. You shit yourself. This lady was obviously on the road. She came to the grocery store to clean up. Wherever you were going, lady, you go home. You turn around and you fucking go home. You go into your kid's graduation. Guess what? You can't make it. Why? You pooped yourself. I don't care who you are, what you're doing. You shit yourself. You don't go to Walmart. You don't go to anywhere. You go home. You're done. Your day is done when you shit yourself. Incorporated. Oh, yeah. I need that on a t-shirt. Copyright that. Your day is done when you shit yourself.
Dude, I'm all for that. Yeah. If you shit yourself, go home. I'll say this. My favorite new thing, if someone makes me mad, is to tell them, why don't you take your boner and go home? Why are you so mad? It gets to people's
angry
heads.
Angry boners, man. They do happen. You remember as a kid playing video games? I feel like that's when the most angry boners came out of me. I'd be playing like fucking WWE, like No Mercy, WWF at the time.
That's why you were getting a boner, dude. That Trish Stratus.
Oh, man. He played like WWF No Mercy. I already had like a half chub, and then I started losing, and I'm like, oh, this is rage boner. It's like 50-50. Oh, man. It's such a real thing, man. No Mercy was a great game, by the way. It really was.
We occasionally play some of the newer wrestling games, but like those older ones where like they were choppy and you like, they were just classic, and we thought the graphics were so good. But looking back, in comparison to what
they're a product of your environment, man, you're a product of your environment.
What's crazy though, man, is I remember a Sega game. I think it was WWE in your house back when it was WWF, and somehow they took like photorealistic pictures and made it to people. Like, but remember, like the Undertaker would pull out a tombstone, and Yokozuna would like get up on the second rope but still fly and shit. Do you remember that?
I don't think I played that. I didn't have Sega. I only had N64 and PlayStation.
My cousin had Sega, so when I go to their house, I'd play and stuff.
My brother would have Sega. The only thing I remembered was, like, Crazy Taxi.
Oh, Crazy Taxi was some shit. The Simpsons, a little throwback in the episode, had a great Crazy Taxi game.
They did. I love that game. I played that game.
It was in the arcade version and shit, man. That was money.
I fucking love that game. Anyways, I don't have anything left. What do you got?
Me neither, man. So those of you who contributed stuff, thank you.
Keep it up.
And, we'll be back next week, man. Appreciate you guys listening. Talk to you later.
One love.
Make good choices.